May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with my first Cosmic Love Show of the Year, this January 5th, 2019. And today I'll be going into a preview of what we can expect may happen this year within the context of what we can hope will happen. Today we have a new moon aligned with the sun, which are both conjunct Saturn and Pluto in the powerful masculine sign of Capricorn. And with all the planets going direct this week, a rare occurrence of no retrograde movements, this is a good time for looking forward and moving forward with plans for the year 2019. Well, it's good to do a preview, which I did in my last show, where we're coming from, to get a little feeling for the megatrends that are shaping up, get an idea of where we're going. And on my last show back on the winter solstice, or summer solstice for those down under the equator, I gave a review of the year 2018 and a little bit of a preview of 2019. And today I'm going to pick up on that thread and go more into some of the megatrends shaping 2019 with videos and articles that are linked to the show notes for today at the HeartCom Network Archive page, and as the podcast comes up, I'll provide those show notes. So, to pick up on this, my last show, when I was talking about, and I didn't go into it too much, the preview megatrends that are shaping 2019, I began with, and I kind of focused on, one of the major megatrends regarding full disclosure of the what I call reality TV for the ETs. Now we're being, so to speak, monitored by and this is, we're being monitored on a lot of levels, you know, on Earth as in cosmos at large, you might say. And I play around with this reality TV for the ETs for kind of a for a perspective of humor, in the sense that we usually don't think about it, that we're being monitored. Of course, we know that we're being, there's crop circles going on a regular basis every year, and we know that there's something going on with signs and symbols, you know, that are beyond, you know, this earth, so to speak. And a lot of people are having a an awareness of what's going on with the secret space, Secret Space Force, the secret space programs that's been really coming out a lot this last year. And I referenced that in this last show a little bit. But to understand this a little bit more, and some things I didn't explain that well, didn't have time for in the last show, because I was doing mostly a preview of 2018. This understanding of humanity's evolution, revolution to a high state of a new common sense, you might say, a unified field conscience. That this is the big show in the universe right now. And when I say that, and I began to unwrap that the last show, but I just didn't have time to go into it too much. I've interviewed a lot of people this last year, this last 5 years, actually, or 6 years ago, I think I began interviewing whistleblowers in the secret space program and messengers of the Ascended Masters over the last almost 12 years who are stepping through the veil to lay the foundation for a golden age. I'm referring to the Ascended Masters in this case, not so much what's going on with the secret space program, but my mind has been thoroughly blown by all this. I referenced that before, and it's true. I mean, I've been into this kind of Ripley's believe it or not stuff all my life have been fascinated with, you know, unveiled mysteries and what's really going on. You might say, as above, so below, you know, in the heavens, spiritually, as well as what's going on with extraterrestrials. Been always fascinated. So, for full, and I mentioned this before, for full disclosure, in my case, I should reveal that I'm a UFO contactee. And I believe I referenced in my last show, which might have blown some minds, that I called down a UFO back in the early 70s. So I go back that far as a contactee. Of course, this mentioning that was like dropping a bomb. What I mean, people have asked me, well, what do you mean by you called down a UFO? Well, there's quite a story there. And I mean, I could go into the full story, and I thought I would reference it a little bit, that back at that time, in the early 70s, this was back in Ohio, I had just come back from the mystery school, Rosa Croix University, studying the mysteries of God. I'd hitchhiked across the country and went to this school and came back to Troy, Ohio. This was back in 1971, and I provide a story called On the Path in my 2019 preview blog, you know, that went with my last show. I gave a little orientation to that story regarding what happened at the mystery school in this article called On the Path. And it was the kind of miracle or miraculous experience that really basically began my unveiling of the mysteries in a way that, you know, for myself personally, and it's taken this long to really, you know, 12 years of Cosmic Love Show to, you might say, reach my stride where I can even feel comfortable talking about it. And that's only because here in 2019, we're seeing revelations about the Deep Space program and the new Space Force Alliance that Trump's talking about. And it's in the news a lot. Corey Good, David Wilcock, I've been talking about this on Gaia and other channels, the Sphere Being Alliance website. I've been talking a lot about what's going on with these different space alliances, secret space alliances, parts of the deep space program, including a Stargate program that I referenced in this last show, that this is an amazing revelation. As far as I'm concerned, it's an idea that's found its time. It's going mainstream, you know, worldwide. And there's in this last blog, I actually included pictures of a picture of a UFO, mile-wide UFO, that was seen over the city in Louisiana here just about a week ago. This was a couple weeks ago now. Caused the transformers all over town, all up and down Main Street. And I provided two videos on that show how this created an electrical discharge or phenomena with transformers, you know, electrical systems exploding all over town, which is not in the mainstream media. And of course, this is the kind of stuff that's coming out on the internet and especially overseas. It's reported a lot more in foreign press than it is in the U.S. press, which has been suppressing this knowledge, you know, so people don't panic largely. I mean, it's like an ongoing revelations process or disclosure process that more and more we're seeing this stuff either leak into the mainstream media or the mainstream media is beginning to actually publish articles in mainstream publications referencing this phenomena of disclosure in different regards that reference what's going on with the deep space program, the secret space program, and the Stargate program. I mean, it's like had this a secret Stargate program with people going from Earth going to other galaxies for decades. And I referenced that again with an article in this last 2019 preview article. And I thought I'd go into this a little bit more. My experience that I had as a UFO contactee, I'm not sure how much I can go into this story without creating a lot of questions, because I was actually with another person, and we were down at the woods. I'd just come back, hitchhiked back from this experience at the mystery school, and this amazing, miraculous experience I had that I document with the photojournalistic story On the Path back in 1971. I've published it since then, but it's the story with the pictures that I took back then as I journeyed out to the mystery school and back. And some of you will find that really interesting. And again, it was right after I'd come back that I was back in Ohio, and my younger brother, about 5 years younger than me, and I had gone down to the woods one night, that I just had this intuitive sense that we were walking down to the woods, one night, evening, and we were down by the edge of the woods on the edge of the subdivision. And I just had this intuitive sense of, Bobby, who's the name of my brother, I said, we can call him down. He said, what do you mean by that? I said, I just intuitively had this sense of, well, if we syncopate our energies and get our energies coordinated with movement and dance and chanting, we can just call him down. He kind of laughed and says, okay, all right, because he was a musician and he was into jamming with other musicians. He had a really good band back at that time, my younger brother, in high school. And so he kind of went along with it, and we just started playing around, kind of dancing around a circle, chanting, come on down, come on down, come on down, come on down. And we were just laughing and singing, dancing around. All of a sudden, I point to this like bright star on the horizon. I said, Bobby. And he says, and all of a sudden, as I pointed to it, it got brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter, and it kind of zipped right up over the top of us. And I couldn't tell whether it was a few hundred feet and kind of smaller or much higher and bigger, but it was just like, it was like the ship that was over us, that it had these lights underneath of it, and it was like shifting colors, blue, yellow, green, or something, some color pattern. And my younger brother just completely freaked out. He just completely freaked out. And he grabs me and he goes, Chris! And I said, Bobby, just check out the colors under this. I'm trying to bring him back into objective reality. I said, if they can do that, it's if they can do this, they can do with us whatever they want. And I said something like that, like philosophically, this is incredible, but it's just happening, and check it out. And he kind of calmed down just for a second, and just that fast, it kind of moved slowly, and then zoom, it was gone. So, I mean, this actually happened. But the thing about it is, it's not the kind of thing I could talk about over the last, since 1971? Very rarely have I talked about it. My own brother, who experienced this within the next day, he didn't want to talk about it. And 3 days later, it hadn't even happened. I mean, this is the way the mind works. So this is kind of a full disclosure of my story, where I'm coming from with a fascination with all this stuff extraterrestrial. Because I've always, at least since that time, I've had this kind of intuitive sense of they're there. They're up there. They're watching us. And I go into this a little bit more in this last presentation, this last show that I gave on the 2019 preview. I referenced this. And I talked about a compendium I did on meetings with miraculous people. And in that, there's a story about Wayne. His name was Wayne Rowland. He's He's passed on now about 10 years ago. But Wayne was a real sorcerer who had been going to source since he was 3 years old, trained by his, what we called grandfather, who was the shaman on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation where Wayne lived in his formative years. And his mother had been ill, and the father had brought grandfather and his wife, grandmother, into a little add-on shack onto his house where they lived, and they raised Wayne in his first several years in his formative years. And I'm referenced this because Wayne, I lived and worked with him in his laboratory out in near Chehalis, Washington. And Wayne knew all about the ETs. Wayne had gone to source on this subject over decades, and he could access the Akashic records on anything. I mean, he could see the auras around people. He had developed 3 holistic health centers, curing incurable diseases. I mean, he was a practical visionary who had made actually millions of dollars on dozens of inventions, ranging from an upgrade of Wilhelm Reich's Orgon Energy Accumulator to advanced Royal Raymond Rife technology, I'm referenced to a modified square wave chip that he had a brilliant, quirky genius develop that actually had cutting edges on the square wave frequencies that would, and this was a chip that was then just put in a Texas Instruments signal generator for healing disease with the frequencies that ruptured the membranes of fungal, bacterial, and viral pathogens. That's kind of an in-depth explanation of what that technology was. But Wayne was into going to source on these things and coming up with solutions that would like upgrade technologies that had been suppressed for the last almost 100 years, the Royal Raymond Rife technology, Wilhelm Reich technologies. And Wayne had fine-tuned Tesla technology for an energy shield that kept the snow off his house when he lived near Rainier, Mount Rainier. And his experience in this regard, working with Tesla technology, he had really got into it. And when I was there, he had a laboratory, and I actually helped him build a mobile lab out of stainless steel. And he welded stainless steel. He was a master welder. Stainless steel is difficult to weld. I'd had some training in it, Hobart Welding Technology Center back in Troy, Ohio, after I graduated from high school. But I helped him weld this together, and he had these 12 Tesla coils that were tuned with 3 electromechanical distributors at 3 frequencies, that with 3 octaves of a frequency that inactivates microbial parasites when you drink the water, because in these Tesla coils we're charging this water to pass through a glass. He had found a laboratory, and there's only a few of them left, that would connect these Tesla coils with water vapor that would go through from deionized water purifier through electrical steam that created the steam and then went through these glass tubes through these silver and anodes of these Tesla coils and created these 3 frequencies, three octaves of a frequency that inactivated the microbial parasites. When you drink it over a month or two, we called it parasite paralysis is what we called it. We laughed about it, but he knew exactly what he was doing as far as microbes, whether it be fungal, bacterial, or viral microbes, don't reproduce when they're these certain frequencies. They just die off in the body. They just don't reproduce. And he'd learned these frequencies. He'd gone to source on it, and he had developed this way with these three electromechanical distributors that he tuned because he had second sight. He could see when there was a violet aura around the distributors, and when he got the tuning of the frequencies just right. And again, when you drink it, this water over a month or two, you know, like the full range of bugs, from fungus to cancer viruses, died off. So I worked in his laboratory, and we shipped truckloads of this water all over the United States. Wayne would go around the United States lecturing. He had a way of talking about, in a humorous way, without getting technical. He had a way of explaining, basically what was going on with the medical industrial complex and bugs and viruses and parasites. And he had a funny way of talking without getting too technical, but he had the gift of mastery of the shaman, the oral tradition of storytelling. He had it mastered. And he would sell this water, and he would get the results, and he would come back into the towns later after he had went the first time to get the testimonials of people who had complete remission of cancer and other diseases, all kinds of diseases that were based on microbial infestation in the body, you might say, whether it be parasites or fungus among us or viruses, etc. So, like I say, we shipped truckloads of this water all over the United States. I ran the office in 2001, loading trucks with a forklift and scheduling shipments. So I had an amazing experience with Wayne, working with him for about a year in his laboratory. And I would drink the water when I got there myself. I was a real mess. I'd gone through a divorce. I'd gone through the loss of my business. You might say the loss of my community and friends. We had a spiritual community here in Montana that had kind of broken up, and it was a lot of families had broken up, and it was just a very, I was a mess. And after drinking that water, working with him for a month to 2 months, I just started honking off just all kinds of what I called the proteinaceous carcasses of parasites, you know, bacterial, fungal, whatever in my body. I lost 20 pounds, just kind of coughing up, you know, phlegm with basically dead parasites in it. You know, my lymphatic system was clearing them out of my system for the next 2 months. So I experienced how the water worked, I understood the science and the technology, and it was unspeakable, of course, technically, in any burning material. And it is pretty much to this day that you cannot heal with frequency. You can't heal with energy. You can't heal simply like this because it challenges the big pharma, medical, industrial complex, etc. But anyway, I kind of digress. My point is, I wanted to get to was Wayne had a UFO viewer. And this was a high-powered infrared viewer that revealed the sky full of cloaked UFOs. And, you know, you could see them. And he explained to me, he says that they're all around the planet. There's millions of them from across the universe that watching the big drama on Earth as Earthlings wake up, wise up, and rise up to eventually welcome our space family, you know, on Earth as in cosmos at large. And this is quite a story. You know, but this is my cup of tea. You know, this is the kind of stuff, like I say, Ripley's Believe It or Not, you know, kind of stuff that I've always loved and been fascinated with, drawn to, and probably have some kind of soul contract related to disclosing it. So that's what I'm doing. I figure 2019 is like, you know, the time has arrived. It's going mainstream increasingly. More people want to know about it, understand it. And we're talking about, you know, a process that I refer to humorously as reality TV for the ETs, you know, like they're watching us on their plasma screens. They have these screens, you know, and they can, you know, watch, you know, what's going on, you know, in all kinds of places. They can just direct it like a viewer, you know, they can monitor what's going on. And I like to joke sometimes that I'm one of their, you know, unofficial ambassadors of the Galactic Federation, doing reality TV shows for them. You know, it's one way to look at it, that, you know, how we basically wake up, wise up, and, you know, public consciousness so people rise up. This is all part of the drama because Earth is just about to join, you might say, you know, is about to be unveiled, revealed, disclosed, you know, Earth is, you know, with, in the context of, you know, our call it space family or, you know, the beings that are highly advanced beings from out the universe that can go through their own portals and arrive here in the blink of an eye from all over the universe, you know, Stargate technology, again, that's being disclosed, and I disclose in this presentation a little section. So keep in mind that, you know, the universe has rules with all of this. And there's one of the first rules is a policy, you know, the prime directive. You might say the operant policy, the method of operation of cosmic law is goes back to the prime directive. And I have a link on this concept of the prime directive that gives a perspective on the history of it. There's a video that begins with the link on the prime directive that you can read that goes into the history of the prime directive, the understanding of the prime directive that actually was one of the inspiring principles that got Gene Roddenberry to write the whole Star Trek series that was, you know, extremely popular back in the 70s. And so there's this understanding that there is a prime directive. There are universal laws, cosmic laws. This has also fascinated me also. You know, what are, and then Capricorn, you know, is a sign, you know, where it's a good time of the year in Capricorn, which is like higher power. You know, the energy of Capricorn is like, represents the thrust of the year, like the principle of divine power or cosmic power. Capricorn is a very etheric, you know, earth sign, but it's very practical, and there's more presidents, I think, that have been Capricorns than any other sign. But all that aside is that this understanding of the prime directive and the principles involved with that, which are universal principles, I go into that at the link on the prime directive. And I've worked on that article over the years and upgraded it and updated it to understand some of the principles involved. And one of those principles, there are exceptions to the rule, or, you know, prime directive is the rule, but there are exceptions in the sense that there has been an agreement, basically the United Sovereign, you know, Sovereign Galactic Nations, they have their own alliance, you know, in their way they treat the Earth with their first principles of non-interference. But one of the exceptions is that nuclear war has been banned so that we can evolve without destroying ourselves. And that's, I think, important to mention, that there are certain things that are going on the Earth that are ordained for protection of the process of conscious evolution, revolution, revelation, known as the ascension process. So keep this in mind. Universe has rules, and full disclosure of the ET connection to Earth's true history and future is busting out of the matrix, you know, the mindset matrix has been programmed by deep state consortiums which want no awareness or oversight by the public at large. In other words, they don't want full disclosure. And there's a lot of cognitive dissonance that's put out by mainstream media to have people confused, ignore, or just deny what's going on with the secret space programs and extremely advanced technologies that could help all of humanity but are being suppressed. Last year, a lot of people have come to that understanding. And the big drama shaping 2019 is that how increasing disclosure is bringing these advanced technologies that have been suppressed into the open. And there's an awakening. And there's a video I provide by Jordan Sather And I've been following Jordan over the last couple of years. He's been on the internet, on a lot of internet websites. He's been syndicated a lot, and his videos are utilized a lot. And guy, he's a young kid, relatively young kid, and he's brilliant on exposing stuff that, is going mainstream, but has not gone mainstream in general. He exposes a lot of stuff, like disclosure of a lot of things that are going on. And his website is called Destroying the Illusion. So worldwide exposure to the secret space programs on the internet is forcing disclosure of the truth in the mainstream media before they lose all credibility and viewers and advertising dollars, lose all that to independent news sources on the internet. So this is a major megatrend shaping 2019. I mentioned it in the last show, and this show I'm going to go into it more, the understanding of what's going on with social media and how it's liberated social conscience and social networks worldwide to the point where the deep state is now scrambling to survive the high state of a new common sense arising. I mean, big tech has been co-opted by deep state agendas to commandeer internet media with censorship and demonetization to shape public perception. And I provide an article in this in my web blog on 2019 preview on technocracy. And it's a really good article by John Rappaport, and he explains how net neutrality with mass manipulation of the mass mind and social networks has basically gone the way. It's become rather self-evident that big tech and technocracy has gone the way of big oil, big banks, big media, and the big war, corporatocracy, cabal, you know, making a mockery of do no evil with a control to profit agenda that literally makes a killing on population reduction policy. And I don't mean that I don't say that to be cynical. It's just that there are uses of technology that are not for the good of the public, but for the control of the public. And that's, of course, one of the huge mega trends that are now being exposed. And part of the disclosure of what's really going on is that there's this public consensus that technology needs to be harnessed for the good of humanity. Technology has been suppressed. Free energy technology, anti-gravity technology, all kinds of technologies for healing with light, frequency, and sound. And this is going to become more and more mainstream, you know, over 2019. So I go into this understanding of frequency healing and this frequency shifting, and basically everything is frequency. The understanding of the fractal order harmonics of the holographic universe, and how we live in a world right now where there is accelerated change with the backdrop of the frequencies of the planet itself going through major changes, that our planet, our whole solar system has entered an area of deep space known as Aquarius, that has been known to have energetic anomalies that affect the quantum field of the planet and the morphic field of consciousness within that quantum field. Now our consciousness is shifting to, you might say, higher dimensional levels, whereby the veil is thinning, and the veil of higher consciousness, higher power, wisdom, you know, higher understanding of Holy Spirit as love and action, and the frequency of love and action as infrequently as creating, you might say, a coherence factor, coherence nature, whereby heart coherence regulates mind congruence. So a new high state of heart and mind coherence and congruence is in the works. Now, of course, the question a lot of people have is, okay, where is this going? How does this work? What can we do to make a difference, if not, you know, the difference? And so initiates, what I refer to as initiates, or sometimes self-identified as light workers, who link the light of an enlightened wisdom regarding all of this, for empowering a higher standard of love and action, you know, the Holy Spirit of love and action. And these initiates are well aware that the higher the standard of love, and we're talking about love as universal law and language, you know, cosmic law, spiritual geometry, geometrically ordered divinity, the first principles of universal law and language, the greater the benefits, the higher the standard. And we're talking about the greater the results for universalizing TLC at the heart of global telecom, telecare, and what telecom and telecare are as far as mass-to-mass interactive communications, telecommunications, holistic healing, universal self-care. I provide links on telecom and telecare, so you, those who aren't familiar with the terms from my previous shows or articles, can go into that to understand the alpha and omega, you might say, the spirit matter factors, the spirit matter coordinates for global holistic healing, socially, politically, economically, you know, and what that will look like and how that works. So I kind of drop that vision of the future in there because this TLC factor, you know, how, you know, cosmic universal love, how it wins in the end. You know, I mean, it's winning in the beginning, you know, and it's going to, you know, in the sense that it is divine order, cosmic law, geometrically ordered divinity. It's the framework of the holographic universe, the fractal order of the holographic universe. This understanding of that basically there is, you know, the universe has rules. The universe has, there's cosmic law, there's universal law, there's law and order in the universe, always has been, always will, and it, you know, it is the frame of reference of the first principles of this cosmic universal law, you might say, that governs, you know, soul evolution and conscious evolution, revolution, revelation, the ascension process that is matriculating the matrix of global, you know, conscious humanity. And we're seeing it in social media and social networks. Of course, there's abuses that come up. Technology continues to be abused, but it continues to be used. I mean, Facebook can be an incredible tool for research. I mean, for graphics, infographics, concepts, articles, it can be a phenomenal tool. I mean, it can be abused, and it has been abused. Technology, you know, will continue. Some people, you know, will use it for control purposes, and others will use it for liberating consciousness. So we're on the cusp, you might say, or on at the outset of a 2019 with extraordinary opportunity and challenges. I mean, I'm not saying it will be easy. Adversity brings out the best and true initiates on the path of evolutionary ascension. I mean, if everything was easy down here in the dense 3D octaves, you know, we'd take everything for granted and there wouldn't be any striving. We'd take life for granted. But obviously, you know, it's not easy. There are challenges, and many souls on Earth, you know, are really blessed to be here now, to have incarnated, you know, from throughout the universe at this time to fulfill their soul contracts for serving with their much-needed gifts and talents. And it's a matter of perspective, you know, understanding this, that we often don't think of ourselves as being spiritual beings having a human experience. We often think of ourselves as being humans trying to have a spiritual experience. And in the same way, C.S. Lewis said that you don't have a soul, you are a soul. You have a body. We get it mixed up a lot, you know, in dense 3D octave of incarnation. And fact is, a lot of people are waking up to their soul contract. And this soul evolution and earth changes, this process will be accelerating in 2019 for multiple reasons. I'll be going into it over the next several months, but geopolitical change is forcing the issue of either cover-up or full disclosure of these advanced technologies that are increasingly coming out regarding free energy, anti-gravity, healing with light and sound frequencies. And the challenge is basically metaphysical, or you might say spiritual above all. I mean, the deep state's primary tactic in this regard is fear-based subservience, if not outright terror, through the false flags and incessant negative news in mainstream media to depress the high state of fearless faith in the power of love that heals all. And that link is that the concept, understanding of the power of love, is a phenomenal website that goes into a process that is well documented for healing psychology and physical health conditions. And it's an ancient process that gets some extraordinary exposure in this article on the power of love. I highly recommend that people haven't seen that yet, that they get into that understanding. So basically, that's what I went into in this previous article, and I included some amazing pictures, like I said, and articles, videos regarding the UFO that caused an electrical storm in Kenner, Louisiana, as I mentioned before, beginning of the show. And there was this reference to, and there was two videos regarding the UFO over New York City that causes transformers to explode also. Excuse me. And that's again, controversial. It's denied. This kind of information is, of course, debunked by mainstream media. But this kind of stuff is coming out all over the world increasingly, and it's all part of the disclosure process. And I provide other videos in this last piece that go into that understanding of what's going on with the alliance, the deep space, the deep state alliances that are being transcended by the secret space alliances, I should say. This understanding of that there's a revolution going on in the understanding of people worldwide regarding what Trump refers to as a space force, actually being a secret space force that's been going on for decades and is now coming out. And of course, the public can only handle so much disclosure so fast. It's a global issue. And the understanding of not just the secret space program, but also the Stargate SGI, a series that ran on TV that ran for 10 years on TV, called Stargate SGI, how it actually referenced a real Stargate program. It's kind of a sci-fi cover-up, you know, like hiding it right out in the open with the series on TV. Well, now it's come out, and it's well-known people that are into the understanding of the secret space program, that it's the reality of a Stargate program, and how there are those on Earth who've been going to other galaxies for decades. I mean, this is mind-blowing stuff. But you're going to be hearing more of it. I figure if nothing else, I'm basically priming the pump, you know, with interest and awareness, so So it won't be too shocking when some of these things come out later. And I'm getting down near the end of my show, so I'm going to go into some references to the 2019 Evolution blog that I that I've just published, and it will be in the show notes. And that's regarding what some of the keynote things to give some good perspective for 2019. Some humor here, some real deep insight, some spiritual thought form for 2019, which is a dictation heart stream from Gautama Buddha, is at the top. It goes into, after that, it goes into, you might say, stepping it down to metaphysical revelations. So there's a video that is really quite amazing. It might freak out some people, but it's about the tree of life and the story of what's going on with conscious evolution on Earth and the understanding of what consciousness is and how consciousness is maturing, evolving, where the technology for understanding consciousness and for enhancing consciousness, psychotechnology and other technologies. This video is pretty amazing, and there's been more than 1.5 million views of this video in the first 3 weeks since December 16th. So that's pretty amazing. Now, I've got some other infographics that give kind of, in quotes, kind of give perspective on what's going on with this big shift in consciousness. And I'm talking about a lot of major events that are in process. As a lot of you know, 2018 has had a lot of blacklisting and censorship going on in social media. And this has become like a blatant trademark of the deep state cabal and their efforts to stop the truth movement, you know, the truth community, and, well, general enlightenment, keep it from progressing. So, and they're doing this, this last year it's become really obvious, but in 2019, these perpetrators of virtual genocide and war crimes at home and abroad will be brought under the spotlight increasingly, the spotlight of global awareness of their crimes against humanity. And again, this is, I mean, kind of a positive way of looking at this is the quote by Daniel Pinchbeck, where he says, "If the shadows appear to be getting darker, it's because the light that casts them is getting brighter." And this is what's going on. In 2019, you're seeing disclosure, bright lights of disclosure, focusing on criminal activities that have been going on in the United States and internationally, focusing on them and the root of them. And the what's going on with censorship of free speech will not last. We're going to see free speech with the internet, you know, while the internet's still open, we're going to see this 2019 evolution revolution become a global affair. And it's going to be fulfilling the computer internet revolution with tools and processes for empowering the high state of collective wisdom with the love as, you know, cosmic universal love as light language, natural law, and a universal interface to make it so. Now, I provide links on this understanding of light language, natural law, and a universal interface to make it so, that give depth of field to this understanding of how things will be evolving. I mean, the principle here is that the deep state big lie, quote-unquote, can't survive the high state of whole truth, quote unquote, whole truth. So we're like, there's a shift from the big lie to the whole truth. There's a disclosure process, an awakening process, a global process of mass awakening with our new net reality. And this process compels self-correcting policies of kind of a truth and reconciliation nature that wises up to the history of mass deception to move forward with mass correction. You know, upgrade our five core internet freedoms in alignment with core constitutional freedoms. So in this regard, understanding, you know, kind of larger picture where things are going, how we're getting there, there's two videos by way of Benjamin Fulford that I provide in the show notes and in this regarding this blog. I mean, this in this weblog, this article, compendium of videos and articles for 2019 evolution, revolution. And people ask me, I mean, this is, people ask me who Benjamin Fulford is, even after I explain that he's one of the best geopolitical analysts or well-known worldwide. And you'll know why and what's going on globally, geopolitically, when you watch these two videos. The first one is from 2016. It's a World War III update. You know, it's not the kind of World War III we're talking about. It's more informational and psychological warfare, spiritual warfare. And then the second one is a current one, a January 1st, 2019 update. And it's, again, it's from a script by Benjamin Fulford, but it's got a voice simulation for his voice. And in that, you can note the current agenda for takedown of the deep state criminal corporatocracy with some bumps of the road ahead. I mean, this is going on 2019. I'm posting this at the beginning of the year, and we're going to see it. When I say a takedown of the deep state criminal corporatocracy, there's going to be more disclosure of both deep state and high state. And when people have a choice, they're going to go with the high state. And when people see how good things can be within context of how bad things are, it's like compelling to, you know, come up higher, you know, to wise up and rise up. This is a good article I've included, you know, in this compendium by Paul Craig Roberts, one of my favorite authors, and it's on 9/11, Finally the Truth Comes Out. There are several other articles regarding this. Although the United States is allegedly a democracy with rule of law, it has taken 17 years of public pressure to bring about the first grand jury investigation of 9/11. It's a 9/11 grand jury is being impaneled. A federal grand jury will finally hear evidence of a controlled demolition on 9/11. And this is big news, folks. You know, you're going to be reading about this. It's coming out all over the internet. What actually happened on 9/11? There's a video by James Corbett, the Corbett Report. It's dedicated to the memory of the victims of 9/11 and the wars launched in its name. And I referenced that Vice President Dick Cheney was directing the weaponized airliner war games on 9/11, and that video explains that. And I follow that up with, you know, kind of a humorous note, but it's dark humor, it's dark comedy. It's a movie that's just come out over Christmas called Vice. And you can watch the movie trailer. It's received already 6 nominations for Golden Globe, and this dark comedy called Vice charts the rise of Dick Cheney to become the most powerful vice president in history, and perhaps the most criminal one. You can watch that trailer, see the movie, and then I go on with some other prophecies and predictions for 2019. A really interesting article by Isaac Asimov, and some other articles, infographics, videos to finish up this blog that I've just completed. The link to these show notes called the 2019 Global Revolution with a small r and capital evolution. The word evolution is 90% of the word revolution. So this is a lot, and I want to just kind of finish up on that same note as usual to keep the faith, you know, the 2019 evolution, revolution, revelations, and see the good, you know, cosmic universal love at the heart of it and make it so. You know, more love for all of us, united sovereigns of earth. So blessings until we meet again. Have a wonderful year. Look forward to getting back at you here in another couple of weeks. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.